I also want to tell you, what I do with Legendary Life, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm on a mission. And the mission isn't to make money, and it's not to enroll people in my coaching program either. The real message of this podcast is I believe that everyone deserves to live in a better body, to experience better health, and most importantly, to live a fulfilled life. We are put on this earth to live an amazing life, and that's what I'm about.
What's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, and I'm back with another episode today. And if this is your first time listening to the Legendary Life podcast, this show is all about clearing up health and fitness confusion by breaking down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier life. So if that's what you're interested in, then you're in the right place. Today is going to be a bit different. Today, I'm going to get a little more personal with you. Now, I usually do that on the Real Talk Friday episodes, but I wanted everyone who listens to this podcast to hear it. So I'm going to launch this episode on Monday. And why I'm doing this is because I received some critical feedback, you could say, criticism really, about the podcast from someone who listens or who is on the email list. And I wanted to address some of what they said. So I'm going to read this, and I just want you to not react to it too much. Some of you might think it's funny. Some of you might get angry. If you really like this show, if you believe in what I do, if you believe in me, you might get a little angry. And so let's not give in to the drama, but there are some points here that I wanted to address. And I haven't done this in a while. I haven't talked about, like, what is this? You know, I even said at the beginning what Legendary Life is about. And I'm really trying to, you know, be short and punchy with when I tell you what the show is about the longevity. But I want to dive deeper here. I want you to understand where I'm coming from. Because when I receive emails like this, it shows me that I can do better. So without further ado, I'm going to read the email, then I'm going to address the points that I think are important. So some of you may laugh. Again, some of you may get angry, but just listen, be present, and please listen to me because I'm going to share from my heart about what I think about this and some of the criticisms that were leveled against me. So it starts like this. You talk too much. You seem to be authentic a couple years ago. Now I get continuous emails that are just blah, 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 blah. I hope your following is increasing, but you have completely lost me with your unending, useless talk to rope people in. Your theory is correct. Appeal to the masses and you will profit greatly. And I agree with it. Appeal to the masses. Good for you. I hope you are profitable since we are in the USA and capitalism is king. Appeal to the masses and you will make the money. However, I'm turned off by your endless emails that are not personable. Maybe you want to appeal to the masses? You go. You can be the Walmart of the workout masses. How sad. I don't want a Walmart guru saying he can change my workout and eating habits. I'm so disappointed in you. I don't believe in sugarcoating. I've read your bio, and you have had some very challenging times. I've also been through challenging times. I will not go into deep detail. However, I am a Holocaust survivor, and I could go into much depth. Shame on you for sending these unending emails that are just shameful and meaningless for people that have been through unbelievable hard times. I would like a workout that is not sugar-coated and will get me into tip-top shape. My purpose in this email is not to insult you, but maybe wake you up to what people require to help them get into shape for health reasons, as well as looking great in the mirror. I look forward to hearing from you. So I don't know whether you're angry or laughing or shifting between the two, or maybe have a mixture of emotions about that. This woman who reached out to me, she'd been listening for a while. And so I just wanted to address some of the things that she said. about me wanting to make money and appeal to the masses, and we were in the USA. By the way, I haven't been in the USA for 2 years, by the way. I'm not in the USA. So, and haven't been except for 1 month out of 2 years. Well, a little bit less. It hasn't been 2 years yet, but it's about that, you know, almost there. So I want to go over a couple things. So I want to address the I talk too much, and I used to be authentic a couple years ago, and now I'm not. And because I want to go over this too, because maybe you're feeling that way. Maybe you're not sure about where I'm coming from or what I'm doing or, you know, why I'm promoting things. And then, you know, so I want to just clear it up and be as transparent as I can. So here's the thing. I consider myself to be an expert in health and fitness. I've been in the industry for 20 years. I've worked with hundreds of people in person. I've worked with thousands of people if you include the online things that I've done. That said, I have a degree, and let me just rattle off a couple more things before I tell you all the things that I'm not good at. I've got a degree in biology. I was on my way to medical school. I'm very comfortable with science. And what I don't have is I don't have a degree in marketing. I don't have a degree in business. And I don't really know how to do it very well. And if you think that I'm a perfect person, I have to tell you I'm not. Or if I have it all together, I'm not. I'm very good at what I do. Talk to anyone who's worked with me, anyone who's known me personally and has worked with me or just has knows about what I've done career-wise and knows me at a personal level, and they'll tell you that. But when it comes to how to pitch the podcast or how to, you know, I don't even like that word, but how to sell my coaching, I'll tell you, when I first launched this podcast, I didn't sell anything for 3 years, okay? And I want to tell you this. I spent $1,000 a month to make this podcast work. It's a free podcast. I'm never going to charge for it. And I've been doing it for 5 years. So I want to tell you something. I invested over $50,000 in this podcast. Do the math, $1,000 a month for 5 years. There's 12 months in a year. And I also want to tell you right now, I'm employing 5 people overseas. So we are helping families and I treat people well. I pay them a competitive wage for their area of the world. I have responsibilities to these people. I treat them well. I'm not always the best. Sometimes I give them things last minute. And, you know, but I always respect them. I treat people with respect. I treat people how I want to be treated. And now people are depending on me, the people who we're employing. We're going to employ people full time. That's the direction that we're moving in. I also, the income that I make the majority of the money. I have a wife who is also part of this podcast. And if you're part of the coaching program, you realize that Giselle plays a much bigger role in this whole legendary life thing than you probably realize just from listening to the podcast. And I want to talk about this thing about capitalism. I'm going to talk about this capitalism thing and making money thing. So listen, the coaching program that I do, even the group coaching, it isn't for everybody. And if you think that I'm appealing to the masses, that what coaching is never for the masses. Being a Walmart is because you sell a lot of things that everyone can afford. Not everyone can afford what I do, especially the one-on-one. If you're doing reasonably well, if you're middle class, you can certainly afford the group coaching. But if you are a broke student, if you are, you know, really, really struggling, you're not going to be able to afford it. And most people, and just getting away from whether people can afford it or not, how many people invest in coaching? Very few. I think it's probably more than it's ever been, and it's a growing industry because people are realizing that mentorship, coaching, direction is the fastest way to achieve whatever it is you're looking to achieve. But it's still, it's going to be something that people aren't really going to invest in. They're going to invest in the PDF free stuff that sits on your computer that doesn't do anything. They're going to buy a bunch of supplements. I'll tell you, I even tell people not to buy supplements, to focus on other things. And what do people do? I see it. They spend money on supplements. So if I wanted to appeal to the masses, I would try to start a supplement company or a review website. But I don't, I'll be really straightforward. I could have made more money doing training all the millionaires that I had in Miami Beach. It's just full of millionaires who are drinking too much alcohol and eating too much, pate and ribeye steak, $100 ribeye steaks, drinking $1,000 bottles of wine. It's a literal gold. Well, it's not a literal gold mine, but it's a figurative gold mine. And I could have stayed there. I'm not passionate about it. So I can't do great work. And Steve Jobs once said, and I'm paraphrasing here because I can't remember the direct quote. He's like, if you're going to do anything great, if you're going to do great work, you've got to believe in it. But I believe in coaching because I've seen the power it has to shift people out of a negative place in their life where they feel like they're stuck. They feel like they're in a rut. They feel like there's no way out. And it wasn't because of me. It was because we worked together, because there's been people who I haven't been able to help because they wouldn't meet me halfway. They weren't willing to do the work. And that's not a criticism. I've been in places in my life. It's just an observation. I've been in places in my life where I wasn't willing to do the work. I know exactly what that feels like. And I also want to tell you what I do with Legendary Life. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm on a mission. And the mission isn't to make money, and it's not to enroll people in my coaching program either. The real message of this podcast is I believe that everyone deserves to live in a better body, to experience better health, and most importantly, to live a fulfilled life. We are put on this earth to live an amazing life, and that's what I'm about. So if I talk about fat loss, it's because of what people, what I think people want to hear. Because it's like, I don't know if people will buy the Amazing Life program. They want to buy the transformation the fat loss program. So I trick you into signing up and I help people lose fat and get in shape. But I also work on the other parts of their life. Because I believe the deeper reason we look around and we lie to ourselves and say the way we look doesn't matter. It's really about what's inside that matters. And I agree with that. But you know the truth, right? Is that the way we look outside is a reflection of what's going on inside. And what's going on inside isn't really great, is it? People aren't out of shape, eating too much, getting overweight and obese because, and drinking, a glass of wine as you're cooking dinner, a glass of wine with dinner, and then another glass of wine after dinner, and gosh, another glass of wine after that because it's been such a tough day, and then, drinking four shots of espresso in the morning to wake up because of all the beer you drank or wine you drank or marijuana you smoked. They're not doing it because they're having such an amazing life and they're just indulging in it. Three top reasons, at least according to Brené Brown's research, are shame, disconnection, and anxiety. And even I have to be really careful with the people who sign up to my coaching program because a lot of people, what they do is like, okay, I'm overeating. I'm trying to numb my emotions with food, with alcohol, with drugs, with porn, with sex, with whatever, violent movies, living vicariously, fantasy football, watching sports, then watching the after show after the game is over and arguing with the people on TV. Or politics, or the list goes on and on. And that obsession that we see with each other and that I've experienced myself, I spent my whole 20s stoned on weed. Not because I was a stoner, man, and just, I was dealing with my issues. And it was so much easier to just take a puff than to stand up and step up and deal with the anxiety in my life, the feelings of disconnection, and from the shame of what I've been through. And I know I'm not alone in that. And I have to make sure that people don't take the path that I did, where I realized, oh, well, I can, you know, be more healthy and I can just pour all that dysfunctional behavior and just pour it all into exercise and, you know, beat my body up with exercise to escape from all the things that I'm not dealing with. And so I help people avoid that as well. And in the process of evolving here, I've changed a lot. In fact, if you've been listening to a long time, and I know there's people who I've talked to who have, I'm not the same person as episode one from 5 years ago. The name of the podcast has changed several times. Fun fact, the podcast used to be directed towards men and used to be called the Alpha Man Project. And it was directed towards men. And I figured out, you know, because I was sick and tired of doing fitness, I lost my passion for it. And it took me going down that road to find out it wasn't that I lost my passion for health and fitness. It was the way I was doing it. And I wanted to evolve. I wanted to evolve. So I needed to go through those weird times. If you've been along with me on that journey, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's okay if you don't think I'm the same person and you don't want to keep listening, it's okay. It's okay to not like someone after a while. In my case, you know, there's people who I used to love listening to and, you know, I don't like listening to them anymore. But I want you to know I'm a person just like you and I'm on a personal growth journey and I'm imperfect. And if you think I'm a guru, I'm not at all. Okay. Very imperfect. Just today, I've got white chest hairs. I'm 42 and I'm getting the white chest hairs and I shaved the chest hair off. Also, I've got in my jeans, my dad looks like, even at 75, I keep getting his age wrong. I said he was 76, but he's turning 76 this year. He's really 75. Sorry, Dad. So I've got these white chest hairs and I'm starting to see, I was never as hairy as my dad, but he looks like a bear without his shirt on, you know? And so I was shaving them with the electric razor over the sink here in our place in Phuket. And Giselle comes around and I'm just messy a little bit, you know? I got hair on the floor and I didn't pick it all up. So I'm one of those people. And sometimes when I come out of the shower, I get water, or when I shave, I get water all over the place. It makes for a good time in my relationship with Giselle, because she's not exactly the domesticated type. She reminds me of some of my hardworking multimillionaire clients, the way she works and her razor focus. So, you know, when she has to go and do that, yeah, it's just not her thing, but she does it because she can't stand water or hair on the floor. So anyway, I'm a mess too in some ways in my life. And just like you are, right? We all are. All right. I've trained those people. One of the biggest misconceptions is that anyone has it together. I met Richard Branson. I met Robert Downey Jr. I met Ricky Martin. I've met people who are worth, you know, 20, 50, 100 million. Hundreds of millions. I met them all. They're all a mess in their own way. There's not one person who has it figured out. So if you ever think that from looking at someone's Instagram or listening to someone's podcast or certainly listen to me, that's just a crock of shit because nobody has it figured out. So let me talk to you about a couple other things. You know, just about the capitalism thing and the emails. And I want you to be forgiving of this person, by the way, because one of the problems, and I should have mentioned this maybe earlier, was that she's on an email list. I have email lists. So we have email lists because we try to compartmentalize people based on what they're interested in. So we don't send emails that you're not interested in. Like if you're in the supplements, you don't want to hear about some of the other stuff. But the thing is, she was on five of our lists. So you sign up to this stuff. I never, you know how you go into your inbox, you're like, I never signed up for this idiot who put me on their list. I know for 100%, never heard of them. We don't do that here. Okay. So if you receive emails from me, you can just unsubscribe. And she was subscribed to 5 different email lists. So she was just getting pounded with emails. Again, is that my fault? Well, you know, I'm just learning how to do this. But don't sign up for any of the lists if you don't want to be on them. Or if you get an email and you don't like it, just unsubscribe. I'm okay with it. I only want you to receive my emails if you want to receive them. And I'm working on being better at writing emails. I'm better at speaking and I'm doing my best with the email writing. And so if they're not up to par for you, I understand. But if you, we're trying to share more of our lives and do updates and show you some of the travels and share things with you. And you know, it's a lot of work to do this, especially because my clients come first and everything else comes second, even the podcast, right? The people who invest money and their time with me are the people who always come first. And also about the shaming for the way we look. I don't believe in shame. Guilt is okay. And I want to talk to you about the difference here. Shame is you're a bad person for not being fit. Shame on you. Shame for being this type of person, right? Guilt. I think of that, you know, that Game of Thrones episode where, oh, I can't even remember her name, but the queen of the, I can't even remember her family's name. Yeah, it's not coming to me, but there was a Cersei, Queen Cersei, and she had to do that walk and everybody was just shame, shame. Look, I don't believe in shame. Guilt is another thing. Guilt is, oh, I shouldn't do that. I should change what I'm doing. Guilt has to do with your behavior. Shame has to do with saying that you're a bad person. Guilt is, oh, what I did wasn't so good or it was bad. Look, I know no one wants to be obese or have health issues because of their excess fat. And my goal with my coaching program is to help people do that and to help them build the body that I feel they deserve. I think we all deserve that. We all at least deserve a shot. And I give you the right information. And I also help you with other areas of your life so that when a person leaves the program, they're leaving as a new person who not only looks different on the outside, because that's what we always focus on. It's so interesting. People who complain about superficiality are usually the most superficial people. Because I always talk about the internal transformation. The internal transformation is what gives you the external results, especially if you want to keep them for life. Because I want all my clients and I want you. I want this podcast, my goal with it is to help you have an extraordinary life. And so I want to just share a couple of things. My client, Sarah, she lost 100 pounds. But the real thing that lights me up, and I'm sure that lit her up too, was that she wouldn't date people. Even she wouldn't date guys. These guys that were interested in her. But she lost that 100 pounds. She changed internally because of that journey. And now she's married. I haven't caught up with her in a while to hear how things are going, but I see the posts on Facebook. Looks like she's having a good time. Kevin, he lost 26 pounds, got his confidence back, ended up getting promoted a few times, and it's just crazy. His story is just so wild how he ended up getting promoted. And he didn't get promoted because he lost 26 pounds. Nobody said, hey, Kevin, see you lost some weight. I want to give you a promotion. Didn't happen. It happened because when we lose weight, we've got to step up and face what we're doing. We've got to step up and learn the real strategies and defrag our minds from all the misinformation. And we've got to be results oriented. You've got to be a different type of person to get results. Another client, Rich, lost 29 pounds and he's making more money in his business and he's just crushing it. This guy, if you're listening, Rich, just have so much respect for you. And it's been such an amazing experience watching you change. Because the truth is, so many of us, we don't have the right people around us. We have most of the people are struggling worse than us. I mean, if you're listening to a podcast called Legendary Life, you're doing better than the majority of people. They're all listening to Serial or something like that, where it's like talking about just entertainment or some political talk, completely unactionable and not relevant to facing ourselves in the mirror, admitting where we're falling short, not of society's expectations, but of our own, and then taking action on it. Another one, Todd lost 70 pounds. It took him 6 months to do that. But he was telling me how he felt like I'm not dancing, but I feel really light on my feet. And Todd, if you're listening, I bet you danced a little bit, and that's cool. One thing that you don't know about me, I probably dance too much. And you can ask my wife about that. And and it's not good dancing either. I'm not particularly skilled at it. I mean, I got rhythm, played in some bands. You know, I can keep a beat, but I'm not, I never had a dance coach, which would be the best way to learn dancing, FYI. Another client, Tim, lost 26 pounds. But the best part was he had this thing where he wanted to show up to his son's graduation looking amazing. And one thing he said to me, and you can hear this in my interview with him, is that he started to feel like more things were possible in his life because of the experience he went through. Again, we always are silly and arguably kind of dumb brains, human brains, are like, oh, look, less weight. You know, we'll see his abs. You know, we're naturally attracted to that. Well, that's why I show you before and after photos. But truly the deeper changes, that's why I also interview people. Because some people won't listen to the interviews. So I have pictures, and the pictures show you real quick. Okay. And so anyway, he said that he feels like he can accomplish more in life. He doesn't feel old anymore. And Tom, who lost over 20 pounds and also went skiing, we had to do this really crazy, weird workout program because he has all these joint injuries. And he went skiing for the first time with his kids and didn't have any pain. And now he's looking better in his suits for his corporate presentations. And Deanne lost 29 pounds, and she's back to the weight that she had in her 20s. But beyond that, she started to do weightlifting competitions, and she feels super confident. She even won. I don't know all the details because she sent me it a while ago. But Deanne, if you're listening, just incredible to see those competition photos and your wins in that. And I had another client, Nish, who couldn't walk more than 15 minutes without stopping because of her back pain. And after a few months of working with me, she ran a 5K and she's done scuba diving. Now she's preparing for another 5K. So those are just a few stories of clients to let you know that I'm into way more than losing fat and building muscle and, you know, tracking macros and all those and eating protein and whatever else you think it's about. So when you think about my coaching program, that's what you should think about. Not that I'm trying to get your money and send you a lot of emails. I want to just tell you something. I want to tell you a story, and it's going to seem a little bit tangential, but I identify with it as a business. And I think you'll get the point. So I'm just going to tell you this story. So remember Blockbuster? I had a Blockbuster card for the longest time. I would go in there, rent movies, love Blockbuster, especially when I was struggling. Always rent a movie, go home, watch it. Always stop by Blockbuster on the way back. But Blockbuster had a thing. Although they were everywhere and the people were in there were helpful, they had a thing that they did. Do you remember? They charged you for late fees. And man, if it was one of the hot movies, it was... You know, you had like one day to get it back or whatever. I don't really remember. And they charge you late fees, and we would all scramble to get them back on time. But if it was past a certain time, they would still charge you. And everyone hated it because it just, even though it's like, okay, so you want me to turn this back to you, but there was something about it. Our lives were too hectic. It's like they magically worked out the perfect number where where it just, they would get your money as a late fee. And it turns out that Blockbuster was making 12% of their revenue from these late fees. After a while, it became, the writing on the wall became clear. Netflix started up as a competitor. Netflix said, you know what? You, no late fees. Do you remember that? They used to, that's how they messaged it. I switched over to Netflix. I hated Blockbuster. I mean, hey, it's really too strong of a word, but it's just no loyalty to Blockbuster. Blockbuster only cared about one thing, and that was your money. And not only that, because Netflix cares about money too, make no mistakes about it, but Netflix saw that they could outdo their competitor by being cooler, by understanding their client, by customer, and putting them first. So what did they do? They got rid of the late fees and they just said, hey, if you want another movie, you got to turn this one back. So you can keep it, but we're not giving you another one until you turn it back. Completely reasonable. That was the first hit. But the real big hit came when streaming started to be a thing. It was really clear that renting stuff out was going to be a thing of the past. And Blockbuster, one of their executives, went to the board of directors and said, you know what? We need to shift over. It's really clear what's happening here. Netflix is getting into the streaming. Everybody's, you know, it's obvious that streaming is the future. And they didn't want to do it. Why? Because they didn't want to give up that 12% with the late fees. It was such, they were so focused on that immediate getting the money that they committed business suicide because Blockbuster doesn't exist. And Netflix is the dominant force in the market. Why? Because they did things differently. And let me tell you, I don't know if you're a Netflix fan. I'm a Netflix fan. I don't know that much about Netflix. Maybe they're hiring child workers in China to do and paying them really low wages and treating them horribly. I don't think so. But when I think about Netflix, I get a good feeling. Have you ever been on a call with a Netflix, like the customer service people? They're incredible. They're well-trained. You talk to a person and they handle your issue for you. They invest in it because it's really clear that's how things are going. And so they are the dominant force in the market. They are a leader. And so what's that have to do with me? I believe that the way people are doing things in health and fitness, the keto, the paleo, the lose fat, the before and after, and not really talking about this other important stuff, the shame, the anxiety, the disconnection that we're all suffering from to one degree or another, to the point where so many people are living these lives that, I don't know, we're drinking too much, we're eating too much, or we're working too much, or too many prescription pills, or watching the 5 hours of television that the average American watches every single day, and then the, you know, venti frappuccino with a extra two shots of espresso thrown in to clear up the grogginess from the wine and the beer or the marijuana from the night before, or maybe all of it. Americans today are in more debt, obese, medicated, and addicted than we've ever been in the history of our country. According to CDC, for the first time in history, drug overdoses have surpassed automobile accidents as the leading cause of accidental deaths. We are desperately trying to feel more of something or less of something or make something go away or have more of something else. We're so full of anxiety. We're so disconnected from others and ourselves. And we feel a deep shame for our situations in life. And we're all feeling it and we're not talking about it. And I believe the future of health and fitness is deep health. It's going to be getting into these things, not just the nutrition, not just the sleep, not just the macros, not just the supplements, not just any of that stuff that you commonly think of, the workouts. It's about addressing the root problem. Exercise is awesome. So is nutrition. All those things important. But if we want to become a different type of person, if we want to step up and truly live an extraordinary life, a legendary life, if you will, we've got to dig deeper. We've got to go deeper. And that's what I do with this podcast. That's why I focus so much on mindset. As much as I love this sciencey, nerdy talks, technical talks from the experts I have on the show, we need to address it all. And that's what I'm passionate about. And I want to empower you so that when you listen to these episodes, you come away with something that you can apply in life. And whether you ever sign up to a coaching program or buy anything from me, the thing that lights me up is the mission. If you take action from listening to this show, that is what I'm truly about here. And someone, you know, there's this thing where it's like, well, if you had $1 million, which really isn't that much money anymore, although you could stretch it out depending on where you lived in the world and what your lifestyle was like. But if you didn't have to work for money, would you still do what you do? Would you? I'll tell you, for me, 100% hell yes. I would just do it differently. I would have a bigger production. I would do these live. I would get the people who I can't currently get on the show, Simon Sinek, Brené Brown, who else? You know, all those people. And I would do it in person and it would be a bigger show. But this is a hell yes for me because it's not about the money. It's about the mission. And that's what this is about. That's what I'm about. And if that resonates with you, then you're in the right place. And if it doesn't, I 100% respect that, and you're free to do, whatever you want, but that's what I'm about. So I just wanted to clear those things up. If you ever have something that you want to say to me, the only action I want to give you on this podcast is to email me. Go to legendarylifepodcast.com, hit the contact button, and I would love to hear your feedback. Constructive works better than personal attacks, by the way. So that's all I have to say. I hope you understand me better now. I hope you understand this show better. Have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you on the next episode.